right. Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show at 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM, the Shaw. You know, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789 is the number. You can text us at that same line. And a friend from the past is on the line. Attorney Ed.
Ed Falone. It's been so long.
You Flynn. I was going to say Flynn, and I was caught between the former chief of police.
Cross
between the two. I know what a horrible thought.
Quite a mistake.
Yeah. So it's none other than Ed Falone, who is the president of the Fire and Police Commission for the City of Milwaukee. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. It's always great to see you. It's always great to catch up.
Yeah, it is. And there's so much to talk about now that you're in that seat that has been such a controversial seat for so long. I have to tell you, prior to your, being nominated for the position and the additional colleagues, respectable folk that came along with you. I was the constant person who constantly never understood why Tom Barrett, the former mayor, would have a situation like the one that occurred with the Fire Police Commission all of those years. Not that the people who were there weren't good people. It was just such a critical job and position that controlled so many resources because of things that happened through the fire departments and the police departments in this city for so long. And I never understood why Tom would not be so cognizant of that. Or maybe he was cognizant of it and, it just gave him total control over it. It had to be one or the other.
Well, I think you put your finger on it. There's two points I want to make. And I know the Fire and Police Commission had a couple years there where it seemed like it wasn't getting its job done. The first thing is I want to follow up on what you said. I mean, the Fire and Police Commission in Milwaukee is two things. It's independent and it's very powerful. And I think it's a bit of a threat to mayors. To the common council. And one way politicians deal with powerful interests they can't control, is sometimes they neglect it. And I think that was a bit of an issue. And the other thing I want to stress for your listeners, it's too easy to criticize those who came before. The Fire and Police Commission is a citizen oversight body. And the members get paid, but it's like $6,600 a year for an incredible amount of work. They really have other jobs, other interests. It's really a part-time citizen oversight body. And you can't appoint citizens to a body like that without supporting them. Support from the city attorney's office, support from the mayor's office, support from the common council. And so it's too easy to criticize the civilians and not to understand, they do the best they can. If they don't get the support from the politicians, things can spiral in a bad way. I'm happy that we have the commission working at full power and being efficient, getting the job done. A lot of that is due to our executive director, Lee Todd. We had a lot of turnover of people, but I think we're heading in the right direction, and hopefully people in the community feel that way.
The former mayor used to always say, it's the most powerful fire and police commission in the United States. And he would constantly say that. And yet, as you stated, so correctly, it was not performing at all. As a matter of fact, it was kind of a joke in many instances, and people suffered in this city because of the lack of direction and all the things that were going on behind. But we don't want to spend a lot of time talking about what it was. Let's talk about what it is today. And let's talk about some of the great additions and your co-workers that you have who are now in the Fire and Police Commission?
Well, I mean, we have all of the seven members. They're all new except for one since the time that you referenced. The holdover is Pastor Fred Crowther, who I find to be very engaging, very in touch with the community, a great source of information on what people in the community care about. As you can imagine, pastors hear everything, know everything.
Yeah, he's been around a long time.
He has, and a great man. We have Amanda Avalos, who has been a strong community voice for police reform over the years and interests of public safety. We have Linnell Ramey, who's been very active in mentoring programs. I'm sure your path must have crossed and your interest in mentoring.
Know him well.
We have Joan Kessler, retired Court of Appeals judge, who understands, coming from the judicial system, the challenges of public safety. We have Dana World Patterson, who's been a leader, a fighter in fighting against sex trafficking in our city for years. And our newest appointee, not yet confirmed by the Common Council, but on the way, is Bree Spencer, who worked previously with Safe and Sound, a great program after school activities for kids, keep them out of trouble. So I think we've got a lot of heavy hitters, people with a lot of experience, and they're a joy to work with.
Can't you have up to nine members? I don't know why the mayor always kept it, you know, five, seven, whatever. So are you going to eventually have four or nine members? Does it matter?
Every phone call I had with Mayor Barrett, I would end by saying, give me nine members. And every phone call I have with Mayor Cavalier Johnson, I end by saying, give me nine members. So I've been pushing for it. It's an incredible amount of work on the commission. And if we had a full complement of nine members, we could use a committee structure and farm out work to subcommittees, and we could be a lot more efficient. And I'm hoping that we can get to that point.
And I don't understand what the hesitation is with that. I mean, it's not like you can't find two other people qualified enough in this city to join that body and make it as strong as possible to address all of the issues that are impacting and affecting our community.
Well, I go back. I agree with you, Earl. And I go back to what, you know, we were talking about at the outset, which is if you really have a fire and police commission that is operating on all cylinders and is completely independent, has great power over what kind of policing takes place in our city, and including also the firefighting service. And soon we will take on emergency communications, which is the 911 operator system.
Wow.
You know, it's sometimes, you know, a politician who's not thinking in the big picture might say, I don't mind if it's understaffed and overwhelmed. I don't mind if it can't do its job. But I'm just speculating. I can't say for sure that's the reason.
So let's talk about some of the first, when you first became the president and you saw this jigsaw puzzle, what was the first piece you put your hands on?
Well, I think it's interesting because I told the police chief, I don't know anything about policing. and so the goal is not to come on in this oversight body and try to tell the police what to do. Instead,
right.
My first action was to say, well, what are the decisions the Fire and Police Commission has to make? And what is the information we need in order to make those decisions? And so everything I've done since has been trying to make sure that information flows up to the commission so that all the commissioners can have it, can discuss it, and then take a vote, and getting that kind of flow of information going. And we'd lost some of that because of turnover, and you lose institutional knowledge. And so it's been sort of recreating that to the point when we have a meeting and we have a vote, we have all the information we need to make a good decision. That's the key.
Are you satisfied that the new chief of police, Jeffrey Norman, I know him well, is a good man, that he's not intimidated by the fact that, you know, that the oversight board is just that, it has oversight over, you know, the department?
I think Jeffrey Norman is absolutely the right person to lead our police department in this moment. And I say that because I didn't know him before I joined the commission. Right. But the commissioners interviewed him, talked to him about his priorities, watched him interact with members of the community in community meetings. And we have bought into his strategic vision. We have bought into his plan for policing. And I think that that's the way oversight should work. You know, we as a commission should not micromanage the police chief. We should hire a police chief who has a strategy we agree with, and then we should give that chief all the support we can. And that's what we're trying to do.
You know, Ed, not because I know you, but you are saying the right things. And no, you really are, because that's not what we've had. And I know Jeffrey Norman well, and I know him before that. But the last body and chief did not have a working relationship. We've got to go to a break. If you hold that, hold on, we'll be right back. Ed Pallone, the president of the Fire and Police Commission, is on board. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.